This is Soliloquy, the ramblings of a madwoman with a soothing voice.
I haven't slept in days. The idea of eating repulses me, and yet I have the energy to cunt punt a rabid coyote to death. I'm dreading what is most likely a severe depressive episode after this manic high. Being crazy is exhausting.
I wonder if it's like this. Being pregnant with the Antichrist, I mean. A contentious knot forming in my stomach. The wrong smells making you nauseous. But you can't find release in vomiting because you're terrified. What else will come up? I know it sounds to be a very particular fear. It comes from the nightmares. I feel it dancing in my gullet as if trying to force itself out. Something. Some foreign irritant. The issue is, it's me. Who I am is deemed unnecessary and must be removed to make room for the slithering mass that has been doing its damnedest in an attempt to sprawl out to greener pastures outside of my intestinal tract. It only needs to make me sick. While I sleep, if you can really call it that, I'm dry heaving over a porcelain god who I've knelt in front of numerous times after nights of binge drinking and partying, except this time it's different. I didn't choose to do this to myself through a series of bad decisions, or maybe I did. But either way, this chain of events was set off long ago. So long ago, I can't recall how I could have prevented it. But that doesn't matter. What matters is, it's about time that my pathetic gagging and retching will bear fruit, and something comes up. Like hair, still attached to someone's scalp. I'm desperate for this to end, so instead of waking or even calling a real adult or, let's say, go to a fucking hospital, hell, even swallowing it back down and ignoring my problems. No, I pull like a dumbass. It becomes thicker as I slowly pull it out. It doesn't hurt. I can breathe. I wonder, is that what it's like removing your own feeding tube? I doubt it'd be that easy. So I guess it'd be more akin to removing your feeding tube junior, or the kids edition. So as a certified grown-up, it'd be easier by default. So I'm pulling away at this hair-like substance that has, since the beginning of its description, changed. It's lumpy. It's more of a lumpy, wispy switch. I'm coming to the end. I pull out what looks to be a large pearl, or the prettiest marble I've seen, and I drop. I don't feel as much as I hear my head hit the bowl on the way down. I know it's not a super far fall, so I assume I'm okay, but I'm not me anymore. I've accidentally hit the off switch. I can look, but that's it. I'm paralyzed in my own body that is now moving on its own. It was all a trick. A clever ploy to remove just enough of myself in a desperate attempt for comfort. I've given up my turn like a shitty sibling distracting me with stupid questions so I'll die in Mario and they can play Green Mario. Yes, I know his name is Luigi, you condescending bucket of broken hopes and dreams. That's not the fucking point, so just shut up and listen. So now, I've died in the game. And it's her turn. Whatever void that little stone filled is now pumped full of her. I can't tell if she's in or out. Is she wearing my skin like Buffalo Bill or pulling my strings the way Geppetto intended to do for Pinocchio, who by the way is a right cunt if you read the book. Honestly, I can't tell. Even when she speaks, I can almost hear, "Hello, darling. Oh, how I've missed you."
So, it started off with little things, you know? Change in the wrong place. I'm clumsy and forgetful and I didn't think anything of it, and then it got a little weirder. And suddenly, I was finding my cell phone in the refrigerator. I was finding cat treats in the freezer. Dog bones at the top of my closet. And I chalked it up to me just putting things down as I go. Surely I had been doing some chore or another in this place and just happened to leave an item there. It started happening more frequently, And then I started blaming my boyfriend, and I was so angry. You know, like, I knew he was playing this practical joke on me. He was gaslighting me. Like, and at first it was annoying and maybe to some funny, but it was really stressing me out. And then one day I called him while he was at work, and I hung up my phone, and I couldn't find my phone for 3 hours. It was me. I'm losing these things. My sister says I'm dropping these items through space and time. I've somehow found magical cracks in our universe, and I'm just casually forgetting items there. Maybe I'm just spacey. I say it's sometimers. It's like Alzheimer's, but only sometimes. It turned into a running gag, so I stopped worrying about it. I mean, it was just another unfamiliar quirk, right? It was never anything big or important until that weird incident with the socks. Well, sometimes when I get depressed, I let laundry build up, like really, really bad. And I know it's time for me to do laundry when my boyfriend is down to like 3 or 4 pairs of socks. Like, obviously, socks are important. Do laundry. So I literally washed every article of clothing in the house. Every single one that was in the dirty hamper. And it was about 5 or 6 loads. Like, I was impressed. I was like, good for me. And then I couldn't bring myself to fold them for a while. And my boyfriend helped me, and we got it all done. And I just needed to put it away. And then I put away half the socks. And I told myself I would get the other half later. And let me explain. It's a lot of socks. Like, let's say, roughly, there was about 15 pairs of socks still on the couch. After he put away the first batch, I said I would get the others. Sometimes the details get fuzzy because it's such a mundane thing, but I misplaced them. And it doesn't sound like a big deal, except this is a small apartment. I hadn't left. Where does one lose 15 pairs of socks? Where does one lose 50 pairs of socks where 2 other people searching the entire vicinity couldn't find them? They reappeared 3 days later. I was doing another load of clothes. The washer and dryer still empty from the last time I'd dumped out their contents, but I did laundry and I folded all the clothes and mixed in with 3-4 days worth of laundry are 15 pairs of socks. 15 pairs of socks that weren't in the basket, 15 pairs of socks that were not in the dryer, 15 pairs of socks that weren't in the washer, 15 pairs of socks that weren't anywhere. It seemed like such a small thing. Such a big, such a mundane, such a small, large thing. I tried not to give it any mind, and then it started with the teacups. Me and my boyfriend are both very eclectic when it comes to mugs. Different mugs for different things, different shapes, different colors, for different flavors, different textures, different coffees, different teas, with, without cream. It is bizarre, I know, but I love it. And I often brew myself coffee, tea. I'm home alone running errands in my own abode, putting away things, reorganizing, scrubbing. I started misplacing coffee mugs and teacups. And much like all the other small items, just like all the other odds and ends, it didn't really bother me. I didn't really notice. It wasn't really important until I knew where the mug was. I had been sitting in front of my bathroom mirror for several minutes, doing my hair and makeup for whatever outing I had planned that day, and I took a sip of coffee. It was too hot to drink, so I set it to the side and continued my ablutions, and then it was gone. And it sounds like such a small, mundane thing. Surely in the span of the 2 or 3 minutes I looked away in this one confined space with the door shut while I'm home alone, surely it's in the bathroom. It wasn't. And it sounds so mundane, it sounds so funny, and I'm trying to understand why I didn't take it more seriously sooner. Why didn't I take it more seriously sooner? We laughed about it. We did. We laughed about the missing coffee mug. And then we started talking about it. We started calling them the fairies. Little magical tricksters who inconvenience us in small ways. And they had just taken a shining to me. We made it into a joke. We made it into a story. We didn't know it was real. We didn't know. items started becoming more important. They started becoming more personal. All mine, only mine, antique earrings and necklaces, mere costume jewelry worth nothing, passed down from my grandmother to me, lots of sentimental value, gone, reappearing in a box that has not been touched in years. There are no fingerprints. It's locked. It isn't my boyfriend. It's nobody playing a prank. They're messing with me. And it would just be a mild inconvenience. Except they've started taking pieces. They started taking pieces of me. Like I'm some car and I'm being boosted in a chop shop. It started with my fingernails, one at a time. First, a stubbed pinky toe, and I assumed the nail had just fallen off. And then I would wake up, and two or three would just be missing, and our sheets would be covered in blood. And I couldn't convince him that it wasn't me, and he left. He left, and I'm thinking maybe if I were to pack up, or if I were to go, maybe I would be safe. Maybe it's the house, maybe it's a haunting. So I start staying in hotels, except they started taking skin, like peeling long slivers of bark. I don't know when it happens. I don't feel it when they do it. I just wake up and it's gone. So I thought maybe if I stopped sleeping, except if they can take my objects in broad daylight without me noticing, what's to stop them from taking another tooth? I don't know what they want from me. At first it was a joke. At first it was make-believe. I shouldn't have spoke about them. Maybe I made them mad. Maybe this is just their fucked up way of showing they love me and they worship me and I just don't want to die. And I don't know if they're just going to erode me away until there's nothing left for me. Maybe they'll stop. I've only got one eye left. I've only got one eye left. They're gonna take the rest of my teeth. They're gonna take everything until there's nothing left. So I'm leaving this note for my loved ones. Just tell them I'm sorry. Everyone, I'm so sorry. The doctors know I'm not doing it to myself. I had myself committed and it kept happening and there are cameras and no one can explain it. I'm sorry.